Hi, I'm pianist Lara Downs, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Clinton, and I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Clinton, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 3 of the Composer is Dead Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Being a composer is murder, at least according to Lemony Snicket. Yesterday, the string section had a lot to say about why they did not kill the composer. The violins get all the fancy stuff. The violas are too busy feeling sorry for themselves. And the cellos and basses are too busy counting to 3 to kill anyone. Nathaniel Stuckey is our composer. Lemony Snicket, the author and narrator. Performers are the San Francisco Symphony, conducted by Edwin Outwater. Today, the inspector continues in his determination to find our killer, starting with the woodwinds.
"You all have very good alibis," the inspector said, taking notes in his notebook. "But the composer is still dead." "Perhaps the murderer is lurking in the woodwinds. Where were you last night, woodwinds? Speak up! Speak up!"
"We were doing bird imitations," said the flutes, the shiniest and highest pitched of the woodwinds. "It seems like that's all we ever do. Whenever the orchestra needs a bird, there we are."
"Aha!" the inspector cried. "Perhaps you murdered the composer for making you act like birds."
"Don't make us laugh," the flutes cried. "We're much too wimpy and high-pitched for murder."
"Ask the reed instruments. They're much sneakier than us."
"Sneaky?" said the clarinets. "We're not sneaky. By the way, Inspector, that is a very handsome jacket you are wearing."
"Oh, thank you," said the inspector.
"Such shiny buttons," said the bassoons.
"You think so?" the inspector said, blushing slightly.
"And the color is very flattering," said the oboe.
"Really?" the inspector said, twirling around. "That's very kind of you to say so."
"But why are you giggling, flutes?"
"Ignore them," said the first oboe, leaning in close. "If I were you, I'd question the brass instruments instead. They're a violent lot."
"The brass?" the inspector said, writing in his notebook. "You really think so?"
"You can trust me," the oboe said. "Everyone trusts me. After all, I tune up the entire orchestra by playing an A. Listen."
"You can't argue with that,"
the inspector said.
The woodwinds are pretty complimentary to the inspector. Are they being a little sneaky, maybe? But the oboes do tune the entire orchestra. That makes them pretty trustworthy. Could it be the brass? Our inspector will interview them tomorrow. And that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Have a stellar day.
Interlaken Public Radio.
And now, kids commuters, I want to tell you a way to win some tickets to see the Alphabet Experience at City Opera House put on by the Parallel 45 Theater Company. We have family pack of tickets to give away, a couple of those. That means four tickets at a time. They will be for the Sunday, November 30th, 3 p.m. show of the Alphabet Experience. These are micro plays for every letter of the alphabet. They perform all 26 in under an hour, and the audience determines the order of the show. So if you would like to come and see the Alphabet Experience, again, we have a family pack, tickets, four tickets in the family pack. You can apply to win some right now by sending a text to our text line, area code 231-237-7482. Include the word tickets in your text, and at 1 o'clock today we'll do a drawing and let you know if you won the tickets to see the Alphabet Experience. Again, the phone number 231-237-7482, and the tickets are a family pack of four for Sunday, November 30th at 3 p.m.